We started a couple of days ago in New Masechta, Masechta's Menachos. We're in the first parak. We're in the middle of Mishnah Beis that we were discussing that when it comes to the flour offering, and more specifically the kmitzah, the scooping up of the flour, that there were very specific requirements as to who is allowed to do this, and that it must be done in a status of tahara, that of purity. The Mishnah then tells us the following. So what happens in the event regarding to the exact measure of this flour? Kamatz, a person scooped up this flour with their three fingers, but all of biyado sror, they noticed that within this scoop of flour that they took with their right hand, that there was a little rock, a little pebble that was there. So we're going to see that that's an issue, because the requirement is melokum so, the amount that can hold in your palm. And in the event that you have a little rock, that already takes away from the shear, from the measurement of that which is required, and therefore you don't have enough, and therefore it's going to be invalid. Or gargir melach, if a person has a little piece or particle of salt, or for that matter, karit shilavona, the smallest amount of frankincense, puzzle. And the chiddush of that is that even though salt and frankincense are also part of the mincha offering, but since that's something which is done afterwards, you still need to have the required measure of flour in your hand, and therefore that will not combine to the minimal amount of flour, and therefore puzzle. The Mishnah elaborates and says that a komitz hayaser behechaser puzzle. Now when it comes to the scooping of the flour, it must be precise. You cannot have yaser, more is not better, and chaser, and as we just established, if you're missing from the measurement, then it's not good either. So Ezehu Hayaser, so what is too much? So the Mishnah says, Shikmatso Mivorech. So if a person scoops it up, and there is a heaping amount of flour that is in your hand, which is far above and beyond the amount that is required. So if you scoop it all up, and you have this huge amount of flour in your hand, that's too much. And then the Mishnah asks, and this really we kind of established already, the chaser, what is an example of not enough? Shikmatso b'rashi etzpa'osav. If a person would do the kmitza not with all three fingers, but just the rashi etzpa'osav, their fingertips, just to pick up symbolically a little bit of flour, that is not sufficient. So ketzad huosa. So exactly how is this done? There's actually machlokas exactly how to understand this Mishnah, but poshides etzpa'osav al pas yado. You're supposed to stretch out your fingers toward the palm of your hand, which according to some it means that you're supposed to take your three middle fingers, put them together, and now you've created a cavity. Now, with that hole, the flour will go in. Some interpret that you should take your open hand and scoop up the flour with your three middle fingers. And as we've established before, any flour which is on the outside of these three fingers will be brushed off with a thumb and as well as the small finger. That is precisely the amount when it comes to the mincha offering, no more, no less.